for the grace of God that we can worship Him this morning together.
我们一同用力地祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
为我们死埋葬，死里复活，还要再来。
You died and buried for us and will come again.
我们感谢你，你再来的时候要在地上作王，万王之王。
We thank you that when you come again, you will be the king on this earth, the king of kings.
完全荣耀的救恩。
And perfect the salvation.
基督在我们的里头，存有荣耀的盼望。
And you become a glorious hope in our heart.
今天早晨，我们再一次把我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹交托在你的手中。
And we lift up our dear brothers and sisters in your hands.
有些人或在家里头或者生病其他的缘故，求你仍然与他们同在。
And those who are, may not be able to come, and may you be with them also.
有出去为你服事传扬你话语的弟兄，求你也与他同在。
And the brothers that are out speaking for you, may you be with them.
无论我们弟兄姊妹朋友在哪里，心仍然向着你，仰望你，敬拜你。
No matter where they are, that their hearts will be towards you and they will be worshipping you.
耶稣基督是一切，就在一切的当中。
And Jesus is all in all.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹好。
好。
感谢主，声音还蛮大哈。在主里的里头，在主跟恩典能力，我们赞美感谢主。
And in Christ is His grace and His strength to us, and we thank Him.
我们感谢主，我们刚刚能够唱诗歌302首。
I thank God that we just were able to sing Him 320.
这个讲到耶稣的荣耀跟美丽。
It talked about the glory of Jesus and His beauty.
我们在地上，人不可能改变人，只有神能够改变人。
In this world, we cannot change others, but only God can.
神改变我们的方式，他不是用他的暴力强制我们要改变。
And God didn't use force to change us.
而是用他的爱、他的吸引、他的荣耀的美丽来吸引你我改变自己。
And Jesus uses love to draw us to change ourselves.
在诗歌里头一直强调每一节的里头有一个字非常吸引我，就是偶像。
There's one word that stands out to me in the hymn, and it's idols.
在副歌里头讲到，你是千万人中第一人，求你开我的眼睛，夺我的心，摔掉偶像。
And may you take hold of our eyes and crush all the idols.
除去偶像，不是靠着诗歌里头这第三节告诉我们，不是这个灰心，也不是这个失望，或者劝勉，能够除去偶像。
And it's not that through our
discouragement. 不是灰心，也不是失望。
It's not through our discouragement that we can crush the idols.
感谢主，这个弟兄才是摸到看见这位荣耀的主，他说乃是那无价之宝之一线。
And he is our priceless treasure.
在第四节的里头乃是讲到秘诀，摔掉偶像一个秘诀乃是看见他荣耀美丽的喷涂。
And one of the secrets to crush the idols in verse 4 is seeing his beaming beauty.
在马太福音第四章第四节，耶稣说试探的时候。
And when Jesus was tempted,
耶稣对魔鬼的反应，他说：“你当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”
And he said, he said to Satan that God is the only one that you worship and serve.
我们如果敬拜什么，我们就会侍奉什么，是不是？
Whatever we worship, we will serve.
如果我们不是以神为中心，不是敬拜神为中心，那么那个结果那是非常的可怕。
And if we are not God-centered and worship God, then it's very scary.
我们感谢主, 如果是以神为中心, 我们愿意向主耶稣敬拜他, 我们真是赞美感谢主。
We'll praise God that if you are God-centered and worship Him.
如果我们不是敬拜神, 服侍他, 我们是敬拜神以外的一切的事物。
If we are not worshiping God, then we're worshiping other things.
在诗篇16篇大卫告诉我们, 我们的愁苦就必加增。
And then our sadness will increase.
那个结果就是这个诗歌里所说, 我们可能这些外面世界一切的事物成了你我的偶像。
And then everything else in this world becomes our idols.
我们生命中许多的难处和痛苦, 往往是因为敬拜自我为中心而来。
And a lot of our sufferings comes from worshipping idols.
解决偶像的问题, 只有耶稣基督那个无价之宝是一线。
And the only solution to it is our precious Lord Jesus.
我们今天的题目讲到怎么样遵主而行。
This year our theme is to walk in Christ.
感谢我们弟兄们，同事的弟兄们有许多的交通。
And there's a lot of sharing from our brothers and brothers.
这是在各样的遵循的方法里头，第一件事永远要做到看到的，就是看见耶稣。
The first thing is to be able to see Jesus.
这是我们遵循主的旨意的一个唯一的秘诀。
And this is the secret of the will of our God, Lord.
那这张图画就是说到耶稣的变化山上，那个山叫做什么山？叫做Hermon， 英文里头。 黑门山，对不对？黑门山。
Mount Hermon.
那个在山上好像盖满了雪。
And this top of the hill, the top of the mountain is covered with snow.
这从以色列的占领的地方，那个往黑门山所看的一个景色。
And this is a view of that mountain where Jesus did the transfiguration.
它那个高度将近到达10,000尺，大概9,232英尺。
And the height of the top of the mountain is over 9,000 feet.
那么这个地点我们知道，这个就是在现今现在的叙利亚 Assyria.
And this area is the area of Syria today.
那耶稣带他的门徒上山。
And this is where Jesus took his disciples.
那么在发生的时间是什么时候？在马太福音告诉我们过了6000。
And Matthew tells us it's over 6 days after.
在16章的28节最后一节，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，有人在还没有尝到十位以前，必看见人子降临在他的国度里。”
And in chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16, it says that if you have not seen taste death before, they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
马大文也讲到过了6000。
And Matthew says this is after 6 days.
但是你看路加福音的时候，他就讲到8000。
And Luke says after 8 days.
我想在这里是互相的补充一个。 是讲六天，一个是还包括6天的前一天跟后一天，就是总共有8000。
And it's basically supporting each other. 8 days means includes the day before and the day after, so it's 8.
我们都知道耶稣带了3位门徒上山。
And we know that Jesus took 3 disciples up to the mountain with him.
3位。
3.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
And Peter, John, and James.
3这个数字在圣经里头有特别的意义。
And the number 3 has special meaning in the Bible.
圣经里头讲到见证，做见证都是2、3个人。
And to have a testimony, that you should have 2 or 3 people.
这3个门徒，彼得、雅各、约翰，将来将成了或者现在成了耶稣基督的见证人。
And Peter, John, and James become Jesus' witnesses.
在使徒行传10章41节那边就告诉我们，耶稣复活以后，不是显现给所有人看。
And in Acts chapter 10, it tells us that when Jesus rose from the dead, he did not show himself to everyone. But only to those that he has chosen to be his witnesses.
那么在这里头, 马大文没有提, 因为路加文就告诉我们, 耶稣在做什么? 第一件事, 祷告。
And Matthew tells us what is the first thing that Jesus did was to pray.
上山祷告。
He went up to the mountain to pray.
山往往是显明是一个挑战, 是一个难处。
The mountain many times represent a challenge and fight.
耶稣正祷告的时候,
when Jesus was praying, his faith changed.
在这里同时给我们一个启示, 祷告乃是改变你我生命的秘诀。
And it tells us that prayer is the secret to change in our lives.
我们可以说多有祷告,就多有改变, 少祷告可能少改变, 不祷告可能就没有改变。
The more you pray, the more you change. The less you pray, the less you change. And if you don't pray, you don't change.
我们主耶稣的祷告是一个谦卑向父神的祷告。
Lord Jesus' prayer is humble and is to his Father.
他是一个谦卑的祷告，什么时候降卑，什么时候就升高。
And whenever he is humbled, he is raised up.
这是一个属灵的律。
This is a spiritual law.
我们也要当我们来到主面前，许多的难处，我们谦卑，在神面前认罪悔改。
And when we come before God to humble ourselves and to confess and repent, then we will be raised up with Jesus. The one that we see is our Lord Jesus. And then we cannot but change. And change to be more like Him.
在哥林多保罗书信里头，就是讲到看见主改变那样等等，可以有点交通。
In Corinthians it talks about changing to be like Christ, and we will share that later.
我们下面就讲到耶稣改变他的模样。
The next we talk about how Jesus' appearance was transformed.
我们的主基督在地上的时候，他真是隐藏他的荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he hid his glory.
他不以神同等为强国了，而要取得奴仆的形象。
He did not grasp as he was equal with God.
他隐藏他的荣耀。
He hide his glory.
就好像在圣殿里头，我们看见有一条布，有一条帐幕。
And it's like in the temple there is a veil.
我们就像是像在圣殿里头，那个帐幕隐藏在至圣所的里头。
And it's like the holy the tabernacle.
The veil.
The veil is in Holy of Holies.
你知道为什么吗?
Why is that?
你知道是为了保护你我。
It's to protect you and I.
你要知道那个神完全的圣洁，我们人是完全污秽败坏。
And you have to know that God is all holy, and we are sinful.
神隐藏他的荣耀，免得他的荣耀击杀你我，击杀这个世界。
He protects us from His glory, which can kill us.
我们感谢主耶稣基督，他在这里隐藏他的荣耀。
And thank God that Jesus hid his glory.
他把隐藏他的荣耀，在这里头他是显明他的荣耀，把他的好像有一块遮盖他的布把它拿下来。
And this there's like a veil that covered his glory.
耶稣说做一件事的动机背后都是爱。
Jesus said his motive and doing everything is through love.
他是为了兼顾门徒的信心,
is to strengthen the faith of the disciples.
耶稣的一面的光好像太阳的光,
and his light is like this, that of the sun.
摩西在神给他律法的时候在西乃山上面, 他一见了神跟神说话, 他的脸上都有光, 但是他的光好像月亮的光。
And Moses, when he was up in Mount Sinai receiving the law, his face was radiant, but it was like that of the moon.
摩西的光是一种反射的光, 看见了神所反射出来的光。
And the light on his face is like that, it was reflected from God.
摩西为了不让以色列人害怕, 就用一个布把他的脸遮起来。
And the Israelites were afraid, so they put a veil on his face.
感谢主, 我们的主是太阳, 是公义的太阳。
And our God, his light is like the righteous sun.
他在地上的时候, 他是世上的光。
And he is the light of this world.
但这个光很特别。
And this light is special.
不是从外面照进来, 而是从他的里面, 他的光是从里面照射出来。
And this light is from the inside, it's radiant.
但马太福音告诉我们主的衣服的洁白, 那是非常特别的洁白。
And Matthew tells us this, his garment is white, very special.
但马可福音特别讲到那个洁白不是地上所有漂布的人能够漂白的能够漂白出来的白。
And this, the whiteness is so white that it's not something of this world.
刚刚讲到主做事的动机, 就是为爱, 兼顾门徒的信心。
And we just shared that all this, his Jesus' motive is through love to strengthen his disciples.
在17章之前, 16章, 彼得曾经宣告, 耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God.
进一步让彼得能够知道, 好像在约翰福音11章那边讲到, 你如果信, 就必看见神的荣耀。
And Jesus said to Peter that if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
使徒约翰也是一样, 在约翰福音第一章里头也做这样的见证, 看见主的荣光, 他就讲说, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
And John also testified that he saw the glory of the one and only who came from the Father.
感谢上面主, 这个荣耀, 这个荣光, 我们不需要那个等到, 我们见主面, 等到到天上去才能看得到。
And praise the Lord that we don't have to wait until we see God in heaven before we see this glory.
我们都知道主这个荣耀在国度里头降临, 祂是因为顺服神的旨意, 钉十字架, 然后复活升天, 祂显明祂的得胜, 然后在这里头, 在国度里头, 显明祂的荣耀。
And it's through his kingdom that we can see his glory, through his resurrection and his ascension.
我们感觉上面就再次说,
so we do not have to wait until Jesus come again before we see this glory.
在这个变化山上, 十二章的一节二节是一样的。
This word transfiguration is the same as the word that was used in that transformed, the word that was used in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们简单的讲就是心意更新有个变化。
So we change our heart is our minds are transformed.
而且我们一起讲一次加深我们的意象，那么跟Tony，我们再讲一遍。 心意更新而变化,
transformed by the renewing of our minds.
我们一起来, 心意更新而变化,
transformed by the renewing of our mind.
好像声音不够大, 我想, 好像我们不愿意, 不愿意被主所改变, 我们再来一次, 心意更新而变大, 感谢主, 我相信主垂听这个祷告。
And thank God, and He would listen to our prayer.
我想讲英文的弟兄跟Uncle Tony用英文讲一遍。
Let's say this again together. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If we're willing to obey God, and to walk with Him, the Lord would change our mind to be like His mind. So the transforming of and renewing of our minds so that our thinking and our will will be like that of God. And praise God. And next we talk about Moses and Elijah was fellowshipping with God. And we know that Moses is the one that gave the decrees and the laws.
耶稣在马太福音第五章告诉我们，他来了不是要废掉律法，乃是律法都要成全。
Jesus told us that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
以利亚所预表乃是也就降生以后要来的先知，这位先知好像不是耶稣基督自己，事实上就是施洗约翰。
And Elijah is one that represents the prophet that was to come. It's not Jesus himself, but John the Baptist. And John the Baptist has the power and the will of God. These two prophets are the greatest prophets of God.
我们都知道他们说行了许多的神迹跟奇事。
And they did a lot of miracles.
摩西在埃及他实行了十二个神迹拯救以色列人出埃及。
And Moses in the desert, he performed 12 miracles to bring them out of Egypt.
我们也知道以利亚他行了神迹，特别是供应寡妇的，看到儿子有食物可以吃，可以活下去。
And Elijah, he supplied the food for the widow so that they could live through the famine.
当这寡妇儿子死的时候，借着以利亚的祷告，使他儿子从死里复活。
And when the son of the widow died, through the prayer of Elijah, his son was raised from the dead.
我想就在列王记上17章这边就有多的记载。
And it is in the First King chapter 17.
那么在这里我们看见，有彼得、雅各、约翰，还有摩西、以利亚，当然还有主耶稣。And
here we saw that there is Peter, John, and James, and also Jesus, and Elijah, and Moses.
耶稣的变化，他的形象，就显明他在国度里头的荣耀。And
Jesus' transfiguration showed his the glory of his kingdom.
将来在基督的国度，耶稣再来的时候，有至少有包括两部分的人。When
Jesus come again, there's includes two types of people.
我们可以说是天上的圣徒跟地上的圣徒。There
will be the believers in heaven and believers on earth.
在以利亚，我们都知道他没有经过死亡，那么他神用旋风把他接。
And we know that Elijah didn't die. Jesus, God took him from this world. And we can see that in 2 Kings chapter 2.
我们知道摩西死的时候，他的尸体找不到。
And we know that when Moses died, they could not find his body.
有人说摩西神为他安葬。
And some said that God buried him.
所以有人说是神保留他的身体，那么在将来，那还可以再一次的显现。
So that God preserved his body so he would he could appear again.
我们感谢主，基督在我们里头成了荣耀的盼望。
So we thank God that he becomes our glorious hope.
耶稣基督是神的儿子，他从死里复活。
Jesus is the Son of God and he died and he resurrected from the dead.
信他的人要与他一同的复活。
And those who believe will go through resurrection with him.
耶稣说, 我是生命, 我是复活, 信我的人, 虽然死了,
and Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and life, and those who believe in me will never die.
我真的感谢赞美神,
and we thank God that for his salvation.
那么在这里头我们看见摩西、以利亚跟耶稣谈论些什么？题目是什么？
And what was Jesus and Moses and Elijah, what were they discussing?
在英文里头就是 departure，离开世界。
And they were discussing about Jesus' departure from this world.
那我们知道读圣经的人，这个字是一个有特别的意义。
And those of us that study the Bible, there's a special meaning for this word.
中文里头就是出埃及, Exodus.
And in this original text, it means Exodus.
对信耶稣的来,死亡不是生命的结束。
To those who believe, death is not the end.
而进入永世与主永远同在的开始。
It is the beginning of being with God in the everlasting life.
神借着摩西使以色列人能够脱离埃及法老的压迫，得以自由。
Through Moses, the Israelites were freed from Egypt.
我感谢借着耶稣基督的救恩，我们可以脱离捆绑我们的老旧人的生命。
And through His salvation, we are free from the bondage of sin.
我们可以进入那个自由荣耀的生命。
Into the freedom and everlasting life.
耶稣说他就是真理。
Jesus said he is the truth.
耶稣基督，信耶稣基督也，他就必叫你我得的自由。
And if we believe in Christ, he will free us.
我们可以脱离，别人做不到的是脱离罪恶的权势。
Man cannot free himself from the power of sin.
这个罪恶，我们老旧人永远在我们里头，直到耶稣基督再来。
And this old self is in us until Jesus come again.
感谢主，这个复活永远的生命、得胜的生命在我们的里面。
And praise God that this resurrected life is in us.
我们今天拣选耶稣，我们就可以得着那个荣耀释放的生命。
Today when we choose Him, we will receive this everlasting life.
真理就必叫你我得的自由。
And the truth will set us free.
神在古代借的 旧约界的先知向你我说话。
And the Lord spoke through to us in the old days through the prophets.
但是在末了时代，今天时代里头，只有一位神的儿子耶稣向教会说话，向你我说话。
But in these last days, He spoke to He has spoken to us by His Son.
就是希伯来书第一章所告诉我们的。And
it's Hebrews chapter 1 tells us.
我们再次说，耶稣基督的复活的救恩，使叫我们得着真实生命中的自由。And
His salvation will give us true freedom in life.
我们就不会像耶稣复活以后，在以马忤的两位门徒，他们非常的失望、灰心。
We will not be like those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, where they are very disappointed and discouraged. Because they thought that Jesus was going to be the king that freed them from the political Rome.
感谢神，耶稣的救恩叫我们脱离这个罪恶的权势。
But His salvation will free us from the power of sin.
就是加拉太书一章四节告诉我们，基督照父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
It's like Galatians chapter 1 verse 4 says that He gave Himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God the Father.
感谢赞美神。
Praise and thanks to God.
现在转不过去了，对不起，现在就这样。OK，我们下面有就是。
彼得的反应, but what is Peter's response?
我想经常彼得是你我的形象,
we're like Peter many times.
那个彼得,
our Lord especially loves Peter.
这个当然人换作不好,但是如果经常愿意谦卑向彼得悔改的话,
It's of course not good to fail all the time, but as long as we can repent and before God, that is a good thing.
Peter 建议说,好不好,我们就盖三座棚子。
Peter suggested, how about we build three shelters?
你知道教会的 tabernacle 的帐篷就是神住的地方,充满神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, the word tabernacle is the place where God dwells.
神与人同住的地方.
It's the place where God lives with us.
另外呢,彼得或许他也是觉得自己的污秽败坏,神的圣洁,让神住在帐篷里头,叫他的荣耀在帐篷的里面,免得人受伤,人被他所毁灭。
And Peter also was thinking, if we put Jesus in a shelter, then his glory would not hurt us. And we also see that Peter did not think of himself, because there are three tabernacles that he was building, there's not one for himself. And he, if he lay on the grass at the pasture, he would be very happy. And we see that the zealousness of Peter is that he needs to repent. Praise the Lord that he was zealous, but he, but also that he needs God's chastise.
所以这是在启示录3:19那边告我们讲，你们要热心也要悔改。
And it says in that you have to if you have zeal, you also have to repent.
我们来看，摩西、以利亚是需要这个帐篷吗？
Does Moses and Elijah do they really need this tabernacle?
实际上不需要，因为他们所在的地方是最美好的地方。
Maybe not, because the place that they live is the best.
因为与主同在，不再饥饿，不再饥渴，太阳也不会伤害他们。
Because they are living with God, they would not hunger. They do not have hunger. They do not have thirst, and they would not be hurt by the sun.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们在主的恩典的里头，我们这彼得给我们一个警戒。
And through Peter, it gives us a warning.
人所倾向就以人的智慧来取代神的智慧。
We use our wisdom to replace the wisdom of God.
基督的智慧。
Or the wisdom of Christ.
人的形象是要讲得着光明荣耀而不需要十字架。
And we think that our glory, we don't need the cross.
但神的旨意得荣耀的路是必要经过苦难，经过十字架。
But for the God's plan, for us to have glory, we have to go through the cross.
没有十字架，没有苦难，就没有荣耀。
If there's no suffering, no cross, there's no glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们再一次借这次作为简介，免得我们好像劳碌劳苦了一生，最后是不被主所纪念。
And this is a warning to us that we can work and toil in vain and not be remembered by God.
后来就是有一朵光明的云彩来遮盖他们，他们就在云海的当中。
Then there is a bright cloud that came and enveloped them.
云彩，我们可以说到两件事。
The cloud speaks of two things.
云彩乃是说到神的同在。
The cloud speaks of the presence of God.
在出埃及记19章刚告诉我们，耶和华对摩西说：“我要在密云中临到你们。”
It's like Exodus chapter 19 that says, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud."
我们也知道，云彩是一种引导跟保护， 以色列人在旷野四十年，神白天用民主，晚上用火柱引导带领保护他们。
And we also know that the cloud is also a way to, of guidance and protection, because in the Old Testament, God uses the pillar of cloud in the day and pillar of fire at night to lead and guide them.
我感谢主，在这个变化山上跟在西南山不一样。
And but we praise the Lord that in the mountain of transfiguration is different from the mountain of Sinai.
神给摩西律法的时候，那里有打雷的声音，有闪电，有吹号的声音。
And when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, there were thunder and lightning.
当以利亚软弱求死的时候，神向他说话，也有特别的事情发生。
And when Elijah was weak and he wanted to die, God spoke to him and has God showed him something special.
那边有强风，有地震，有火，有大火。
And there was wind and earthquake and fire.
这个最近欧朗帕国就这个南边这个就发生强风，那个 hail 对不对？我想有许多家庭的屋顶都遭受损害。
Recently in Overland Park there was a lot of strong wind and hail and many roofs were damaged.
我们感谢主能保守我们生命在他面前。
And we praise God that He protect our lives before Him.
我们再次说，神是完全圣洁荣耀，人是污秽败坏。
I want to say again that God is completely holy and we are completely sinful.
结尾里头看见的神就是死亡，死路一条。
And when we see God, we will die.
在新约里头是一个恩典的时代。
But in this time of New Testament, it is the time of grace.
我们都知道，我们的神虽然是公义的神，但是满有恩典跟怜悯。
Even though He is righteous, He is also merciful.
我们在新约的时代里头，我们可以听到神的声音。
And in the New Testament times, we can hear Him.
我们可以听到神的话语。
We can hear His word.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And His word is life and His spirit.
也就是神的自己。
And is God Himself.
感谢神，我们不只在存活，能够得着他永远的生命。
And we thank Him that we can live and have His everlasting life.
我们下面就是讲到神的声音。
Next, we talk about the voice of God.
神后来说话，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
我们要相信神以前，让这边就是好像一个程序，我们是需要先听到他的声音。需要听到他的话。
It seems like there is a process before we believe. We have to first hear His voice, and we have to hear His word.
就像在罗马书第十章十七节告诉我们，听到信道是从听道而来。
Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes from hearing the message.
我们经常在神的恩典中凭着信心而行。
And that we can walk in faith in Him, before Him.
摩西和以利亚是旧约中最伟大的两位先知。
Moses and Elijah were the two greatest prophets for God.
他们只不过是主的仆人。
But they're only servants of God.
他们不一定经常的讨神的喜欢。
But they're not always, they don't always please God.
在诗篇一百零六篇里头，我们看见摩西说了极造的话 ，Wash word.
And in Psalm we hear that we saw we read that Moses used rash words.
在新约里头，雅各书告诉我们，以利亚是什么？是跟你我一样同样性情的人。
And James tells us that Elijah is a man just like you and I.
因为现在翻译很好，意思就是说以利亚。只不过是像你我是人 ，human being。
He's only a human being。
人不完全啊，人是不完全。
Man is not perfect。
我们就知道， 耶稣受尽的时候，父神同讲同样的话，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
We know that when Jesus was baptized, the Father in heaven said the same thing. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased.
因为耶稣将要进入属灵的征战，进入公开的神给他的工作，属灵的职事，传福音，宣传神的旨意。
When Jesus go into spiritual battle, he followed the will of the Father.
在变望，这是变望山上有个特别的事，因为耶稣基督下山以后，他们向着耶路撒冷，到耶路撒冷钉十字架，要完成神的旨意。
And when after he coming, he came down from the mountain of Transfiguration. He faced Jerusalem to go and fulfill the will of God.
那个门徒的反应，听到神的声音了以后，门徒的反应是极其的害怕。
And when the disciples heard the voice of God, they were afraid.
感谢神，耶稣基督触摸了他们，接触了他们。
And thank God that Jesus touched them.
耶稣的触摸总是一种医治。
Jesus' touch is always a type of healing.
我们应该看到两个人，旧约里头但以理，当他遇见神的时候，极其害怕。
We saw two people in the Old Testament that when they saw God, they were terrified.
但是神摸他，使他有力量。
Daniel and God touched him, and so that he can have strength.
这是但以理书第八章所告诉我们。
And that is in Daniel chapter 8.
我们比较熟悉的，在启示录里头，使徒约翰也同样的经验。
And in Revelation, Apostle John has the same experience.
如果我一看见就扑倒在地，像死了一样。
When he saw God, he fell down at his feet just like he was dead.
那就用右手按着他，说不要怕。
And God touched him and put his right hand on him and said, "Don't be afraid."
基督在地上的工作就是安慰拯救人。
Our Lord's work in this earth is to save and to protect.
那主要的目的是叫我们脱离惧怕，好叫我们能够爱他、服侍他。
And his work is to remove us being afraid.
在路加福音一章七十五节在告诉我们，我们可以坦然无惧，用圣洁公义服侍他。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 74 and 75 said that we can come boldly to serve him with holiness and righteousness.
感谢主，我们今天来到今天的主题。
Finally, we come to the theme of today's message.
寻物不见一人，只见耶稣。
That we see no one but Jesus alone.
彼得把耶稣、摩西、以利亚摆在一起，神不喜欢。
And Peter put Jesus and Moses and Elijah together, and Jesus was not pleased.
神说，这是我的爱子，我喜悦，你们要听他。
God said, "This is my beloved Son, and in whom I'm well pleased, and you have to listen to him."
往往你就看见神所真是认识神，神所重用的仆人，最忠心的仆人，他们也不喜欢把自己跟耶稣并排在一起。
And even the servant, the faithful servants of God, they don't want to be put at the same level as Jesus.
神永远的旨意是叫我们高举的，永远是高举神的儿子耶稣基督。
His everlasting purpose is for us to lift up His Son Jesus Christ.
当人把摩西以利亚跟耶稣并排在一起的时候，神就把摩西、以利亚拿开，叫他们只见耶稣，不见其他。
When man put Moses and Elijah at the same level as Jesus, God removed them so that we do not see anyone but Jesus alone.
我们感谢赞美主，摩西、以利亚他们在神的恩典中，他们是忠心的仆人。
We thank God that Elijah and Moses, they are they're faithful servants of God.
And
it's one that God, they are used by God. But the will of God is for us to lift up our Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise God that John the Baptist is one that understands this truth.
当那门徒到他面前去告他说，那以前在你以后来的，他施洗的人比你还多。
When people come to him and said, the one that you baptized, he's getting more people to follow him.
施洗约翰的反应是说，他必增加，我必减少；他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And his John the Baptist's response was, he must increase and I must decrease.
施洗约翰他就见证说。 那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。
And the one that is the king comes after me, I am not even worthy to tie his shoelace.
没有一个认识神心意的人，忠心的仆人，肯让人高举他过于耶稣基督。
A servant that understands his worth will not let others raise them up above Jesus.
我感谢主，使徒保罗，所以能够为神所大用，这也是他的秘诀。And
so he was used by God greatly, and that was his secret.
更多人喜欢高举保罗。And
the Corinthians lifted up Paul.
更多人说我是属保罗的，有人说我是属基督的。
Some said I belong to Paul. I belong to Christ. Some said I belong to Paul.
保罗责备是什么？保罗算什么？
As a Apollo, who is he? Who is Paul?
他要人高举的荣耀是基督的自己。He
wants everyone to lift up Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。Dear
brothers and sisters.
我们从这里头我们得到一点点恩典跟警戒。
Here we have the grace from God and His warning.
施洗约翰和保罗存心的态度是神所喜悦的。The
attitudes of Paul and John the Baptist is one that pleases God.
每个忠心神的仆人所应当有的。And
all the faithful servants should have that same attitude.
我的工作是叫我兴旺，还是叫基督兴旺？
Our work, is it to have Jesus increase or have us increase?
我们领人归主是 叫人属我们，还是属于耶稣基督？
When we bring people to salvation, is it to unto us or is it unto our Lord Jesus?
我们的服事是叫人看见基督也看见我们，还是只有单单看见基督？
When we serve, do we want people to see us and Jesus, or do we want them to just see Jesus?
In
the Old Testament, we saw that Miriam and Aaron, when they only saw Jesus, they faltered.
甚至于对他们毁谤了神的仆人摩西。
And they cursed Moses.
在民数第12章所说的。
And it's in Numbers.
如果我们能够不见耶稣，我们就不容易跌倒，也不会灰心。
If we cannot see Jesus, then we will not fall down or get discouraged.
以赛亚书42章第4节告诉我们，他不灰心，他不丧胆。And
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 4 said he will not falter or be discouraged.
神叫我们在跟从这条属天的道路当中只见耶稣。God
wants us to, when we follow him, see Jesus.
在希伯来书11章里头，我们知道这是一个信心的大章，许多信心的伟人。
And we know that Hebrews chapter 12 is about witnesses.
我们感谢主，神没有叫我们仰望他们，思想他们。
And praise God that He did not want us to just follow them or praise them.
那些有信心的人不过是成了神的见证。
And those who have faith are becomes the witnesses.
神叫我们仰望思想的只有主耶稣。
But God only wants us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
如果我们仰望耶稣,
if we fix our eyes on Jesus,
我们就不会跌倒, 我们如果思想耶稣,我们就不会疲倦灰心。
And we will not falter, and we will not be discouraged.
相对,如果我们仰望是人, 思想是人, 我们就要跌倒跟灰心。
If we, on the opposite, if we just see man, then we will fall down and be discouraged.
像我们在跟随主的道路当中, 不见一人,只见耶稣。
So in our, and when we follow Jesus, let's just see Jesus and no one else.
当不信的人到我们当中来的时候，说神就真实在我们的当中。
So that those that do not believe, when they come, they will see that Jesus is in our midst.
基督是我们最人最大的吸引，他是千万人中的第一人。
And He is the greatest of 10,000. He is the one that draws us to Him.
使徒保罗在年老的时候，快要见主面的时候，他就告诉我们。 虽然在地上他有许多的知识，他是犹太人，犹太人，他是最有圣经知识的人，他是怀善人，怀善人，但是他比起耶稣基督来讲，都是粪土。Paul,
even though he was the Hebrews of Hebrews, he has all this knowledge, but to him all things are rubbish.
让我们经常的看见耶稣，叫我们得走耶稣，我们传的福音叫人看见的是耶稣。 神必把得救人数加在他自己国度的里头。May
we always see Jesus. May those who hear the gospel see Jesus. And by doing that, He will add to our numbers.
当我们在主的恩典的里头，他都告诉我们，我们在主的里头，我们真愿意彼此的接纳，彼此的赦免，彼此的相爱，我们在更多的荣耀赞美归给他。And
in His grace, if we to accept one another and to love one another, and we praise Him.
我想，尤其你交在这里，神祝福他自己的话，也祝福我们的教会，更多的在这一年的里头，更加看见神的恩典、怜悯跟荣耀。May
the Lord bless this word and bless this church, and that all the glory will be to Him.
神教，谢谢。